Living Emunah, number 18, Accepting Hashem's Will. A man came to the Baal Shem Tov and asked, "Please teach me the proper way for me to serve Hashem so I can earn a share in this world and the next. I'm not a scholar. I don't have a brilliant mind. What should I do to serve Hashem?" The Baal Shem Tov answered him, "Kabel al atzmecha liyot tamid samech b'chalkecho u'merutze manhagas Hashem yisparach imcho b'kol ha'anyanim. Take it upon yourself to always be satisfied with your lot and content with the way Hashem is dealing with you in all matters. When one says, 'Hashem, you are in charge, you are directing my life, you know what needs to be done and you can do anything, I'm completely in your hands,' this is the highest level of avodas Hashem, of service of Hashem. But when a person says this after getting knocked down, and again after getting knocked down a second time, this is such a lofty level of faith that it causes the heavens to tremble." Rav Yechezkel Avramsky was taken by the authorities in the middle of the night and sent to Siberia without being allowed to bring along anything, not even his coat. After his release, he met the famous rabbi, Rav Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, known as the Mahari Yatz, who asked him, "How did you do it? How did you keep yourself going throughout the dreadful ordeal?" Rav Yechezkel answered, "They took me without my coat and arrived in just my shirt sleeves. I woke up the first morning and wanted to say Modi Ani and thank Hashem, but I thought to myself, what can I thank Hashem for? I don't have a coat, I don't have food, I don't have talis or tefillin, I don't have a single sefer, holy book to learn, I have nothing." I began reciting the prayer and I reached the words, "Rabba emunatecho," having faith in you is great. And then I said to myself, "I have my Emunah." I was filled with such joy knowing that I still had something that has the greatest power and that is the greatest gift in the world, a gift that no one could ever take away from me. After hearing the rabbi's response, the Mahari Yatz said, "It was worth all the troubles and hardships that you suffered through for you to reach this level and to have these thoughts." When a person maintains such thoughts of Emunah, he attains an extremely exalted level, and those thoughts become a receptacle for all of Hashem's blessings. The Torah states in Devarim, "Naftali savar ratzon umalei berkat Hashem." Naftali was satisfied and content and filled with the blessings of Hashem. When a person feels satisfied and content, he is then filled with all of Hashem's blessings.